Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all next week alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. That's from 4 p.m. Anyway, we start this podcast by looking back at last night's Premier League action where Marco Silva's Fulham took on Wolves at Craven Cottage. Here's how it sounded on TalkSport.
Fulham and Wolves came up together from the Championship 5 years ago, and while the Cottagers have since been down again twice, there is no doubt who's in the ascendancy at the moment. Fulham, who were tipped to struggle, could find themselves heading into Europe once again. Back towards Semedo inside the penalty area, and the curling shot is straight into the arms of Leno from Sarabia, but what a goal that would have been. Jimenez waiting, nods it back, Sarabia onto the right foot, strikes low and scores! A first Wolves goal in the Premier League for Pablo Sarabia, and the team that never seemed to score away from home have scored a cracker here at Craven Cottage. Solomon again, who cuts in field onto the right foot with the curl. Oh, what a brilliant goal! Manor Solomon off the bench once again with an absolute cracker for Fulham, and he's brought Craven Cottage to life. Tete with the cross, high to the far post. Vinicius with the header. Oh, brilliant save by Jose Sarr. That may have been a point-saving save from the Wolves goalkeeper. On the whole, a draw, really a fair result. It's finished Fulham 1, Wolves 1.
At the end, of course, we played better first half. We played much better second half than them. We had more chances second half probably to score. That great save from Sarr. Good header from Vini, but that's football and you have to go again.
We play against one of the, for me, one of the best team in this moment in the Premier League. And I think that we show that we come here thinking to win the match. Now 1 point more and we have to think in Liverpool.
I'm Jim White and this is TalkSport Daily.
Now it's time to look ahead to a big old day of Premier League football. You can hear all the action as it happens from all of today's Premier League fixtures as TalkSport takes you around the grounds from 2:30.
The footballing bout of the weekend.
Leeds into the bottom three for the first time this season.
Utter jubilation for those Southampton fans to our left. What a victory for Southampton.
Absolutely astonishing! Michael Olise!
Salah instead, it's 1-0 on the counter-attack. It's a wonderful Liverpool breakaway goal.
Madison up to the edge of the area. Barnes makes space, goes for goal! That's wow. Four! That is number four!
Into the near post, away, comes back to Saka! Left-footed volley into the roof of the net, and Arsenal are level.
Billing! He's touched it into the near post. Bournemouth lead. Rodri floats the ball to the far post. Mahrez on the volley. Brilliant. 3-0. Sensational goal.
It ain't over till it's over. There's no league like the Premier League to tell you that.
Now, following their 5-2 defeat to Spanish giants Real Madrid, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has told the media that his team is currently low on confidence, and tried to outline this with a strange car-related analogy.
Everything what happens in life has influence on confidence. Recently, I scratched my car. So since then I drive through around corners like this. So that's, and I drive 37 years. I have the license, I think, and I had never a real accident. But it's like everything has influence and confidence. But then after a few miles, you realize, oh, I was just unlucky. So maybe I can just drive normal again. So yeah, but it's about you. Nobody gives you confidence. You have to let it happen.
Now, Clippity Clop's team travel to Selhurst Park tonight to face a Palace side that have problems of their own, having failed to register a single win in 2023. You can hear the game live on TalkSport from 7:30 tonight. Next up, we go to the bottom of the Premier League table, where last place Southampton head to 19th place Leeds United. Both teams have employed new managers this week in hope to save their seasons. In a minute, you'll hear from Southampton new boss, Ruben Selles. But first, here's the Leeds new gaffer, Javi Grazia.
And by getting this 3 points, Everton pull a little bit clearer of the drop zone, but dump Leeds into the bottom three for the first time this season.
I think the club is, in this moment, focused on the target. The target is clear, and this helps all of us to work in one direction, in one way. When I spoke with them, they were clear with me. We need to achieve the objective. And I was from my first day in the same way. I was looking for one opportunity, one chance like this one, and was easy to speak with them and to arrive here.
And that objective is to stay up.
For sure.
Ruben Selles, the interim manager of the Saints. I thought he was going to self-combust in that second half. He is embracing his coaching staff. What a victory for Southampton.
I'm very thankful with the owners and with Martin to give me the opportunity until the end of the season, with all the support that I got in the last week and during this week from the fans. And once the club decided that I was the person to take it until the end of the season, I just continued doing my job. So it was nothing special. It was just something that continued the good work that we have been doing for the last 2 weeks.
Now, from relegation to the title race, Arsenal look to maintain their grip on top spot as they travel to Leicester City for a 3 p.m. kickoff. But the Arsenal boss, Mikel Arteta, does not think it will be a walk in the park, which, of course, it won't be a walk in the park. It will be a walk on the football pitch, maybe a run as well.
Well, they've been really consistent the last few weeks, the game they played. But it's true that the Brendan has proposed very different games in many different moments throughout the seasons. And they have this capacity to adapt, play different formation, playing different approaches. We have prepared for both because it is possible. And let's see what they do tomorrow.
Elsewhere, Man City will be hoping for all 3 points at Bournemouth. And their boss, Pep Guardiola, has responded to the media questioning Erling Haaland's lack of touches in recent weeks.
I don't need metrics to know how many. So when I finish the game, 1 second later, I know if he was involved or not, and who should be more involved or not for the opponent's defense. I don't need numbers and metrics. I know exactly. It depends on us, not on him. He moved well. Just to take a look at him a little bit more.
Now we look ahead to tomorrow's Carabao Cup final as Newcastle United take on the mighty Manchester United.
I believe we can win any game. We've got this far, we've got to the final, which is a great step, really, and I think we'd love to go one step further and actually claim the silverware.
Oh, it's good to reach the final, of course, but it's not about reaching the final, it's about winning the final.
For me, it's just all about excitement. I'm really excited to play at Wembley again, to represent Newcastle in the cup final, so for me, it's just about giving a good account of ourselves for the club.
We want to win that final, we want to bring a trophy back to the club.
because it's been a long time waiting for trophies to come to Old Trafford.
Here is Rashford running through the defence, moving past Morrell, into the near post. Oh, he slalomed by them all and slammed it in past Hennessy. And it's 10 out of 10 for Marcus Rashford now.
Since the World Cup, statistically in terms of goals scored and assists, he's the best forward in Europe.
Newcastle, Almiron, lovely 1-2 in the area, shells the goalkeeper and nicks it past him. Absolutely superb.
It's because he's been starved of success. And this is a genuine opportunity with the team they've got, the manager they've got, to go on and win something this year.
The Carabao Cup final will be Manchester United against Newcastle United, and it will be live on TalkSport.
Hello, I'm Laura Woods, and this is TalkSport Daily.
TalkSport's Graham Courtney sat down with local lad Dan Byrne this week to ask what it will mean to him to represent the Geordies at Wembley.
And as a Newcastle fan yourself, you must be fully aware how the club's gone through some terrible times where it's been very fractured in terms of the fan base and everything like that. You must love it as someone who's come in during the Bobby Robson era and the good times then, to see what it's like now. It must be wonderful, I'd have thought, to be part of that.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. Feels like, yeah, now what it was when Bobby was here, that sort of everyone was sort of pulling in the same direction, sort of the players, the staff, the city. Everyone was sort of really behind the club, and it did feel sort of back then that was sort of us against the world. And it's what we've spoke about this season. No one particularly wants it to do well for one reason or the other, but we do have that sort of feeling that it's sort of us against the world, and it's sort of, as I said, us, the players, the staff, and the city against everyone.
And of course, Manchester United, undoubtedly, you're going to have Marcus Rashford bearing down on you all the time.
Yeah, he's a very, very good player. I've spoke about him recently. I'm really happy for him. I think it's amazing what confidence can do for you. I feel like every time he's got the ball now, that he's a real threat. And he maybe wasn't that for a little while for sort of different reasons. But Man United are a great club. They've got the history of winning cups continuously. The squad's full of international players, and Martinez just won the World Cup. So players that have been here before, but that's the great thing about football. It just comes down to 90 minutes and whoever's better on that day.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And of course, the cup final is not the only big event live on TalkSport tomorrow. From 9 p.m, you can hear live coverage of the fight everyone is talking about, Jake Paul against Tommy Fury.
This Sunday, TalkSport brings you exclusive radio commentary of Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury live from Saudi Arabia.
Oh! And Jake Paul, Courtney Robinson!
That's been the money punch all night for Tommy Fury.
This is a massive Jeopardy fight for both men in many ways, but much more so for the boxer Tommy Fury against the influencer Jake Paul.
If he loses to Jake Paul, it'll probably be the end of Tommy's career.
It's a win-win for Jake Paul. He finally gets Fury into a ring.
Shot the knockdown by Paul!
10 3-minute rounds in which one man has the opportunity to prove that he's a boxer.
People just know that I'm built different, bro.
And elevate himself into bigger, wider, broader contests.
The new kid on the block, you know, he's ruffling feathers again.
He's getting knocked out in less than 3 rounds.
Tommy Fury fights to keep the family honor intact. As he says, I cannot lose.
I am fighting a guy who fiddles around with a Sony camera, and that in my eyes equals a no-lose situation.
I'm ending you February 26th, and you already know it. You're gonna crack under pressure.
So much on the line, we are set for an incredible, yes, a freakish, but incredible event on Sunday night.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.